Several local and provincial politicians and dignitaries have expressed their sorrow over the death of Queen Elizabeth II and issued public statements with their thoughts. City of Moose Jaw. The city of Moose Jaw mourns the loss of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. Moose Jaw is proud to have hosted the Queen on multiple occasions, and we will never forget her grace, character and service to Canada, said Mayor Clive Tolley. On behalf of Moose Jaw City Council and Administration, we extend our condolences to the royal family. Provincial Government. Like many of you, I was deeply saddened to learn of the death of our Queen, the only monarch most of us have ever known, Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, said Premier Scott Moe. Her reign of over 70 years spanned an incredible period of history. She was Queen during the term of 12 Canadian Prime Ministers and 9 Saskatchewan Premiers. But even more enduring was the dedication, dignity and grace with which she served as Queen of Canada and the Commonwealth. Many of us have fond memories of Her Late Majesty's visits to our province, first as Princess Elizabeth in 1951 and then on 5 occasions as Queen, in 1959, 1973, 1978, 1987 and 2005, Moe continued. She visited many parts of our province, meeting with people from all walks of life, including continuing the special relationship between the Crown and Indigenous peoples. Today, we express both our condolences and our loyalty to the Crown and to our new monarch, His Majesty the King, he continued. I know he will carry on his responsibilities with the same honor, dignity and grace exemplified by his late mother every day of her 70-year reign. Flags at the legislature and at provincial buildings are already at half-mast in remembrance of the victims of the recent attacks at James Smith Cree Nation and Weldon. They will remain at half-mast until His Majesty's accession is proclaimed, where they will be raised and then lowered again until the day of Her Late Majesty's funeral service. Books of condolences will be available to be signed by the public during regular business hours at the Legislative Building and Government House in Regina. God bless Saskatchewan. God bless Canada. And God save the King, Moe added. Official Opposition. I was saddened to learn that Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, passed away peacefully surrounded by close family. Today, we mark the loss of a revered monarch who presided over our province for nearly three quarters of a century, said NDP leader Carla Beck. At just 21 years old, she said, I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, will be dedicated to your service. She stood by that declaration. In the days ahead, we will come together as a province to celebrate her reign and selfless devotion to duty, Beck added. She was a remarkable leader for our country and our Commonwealth, and she will be missed by all. Lieutenant Governor. The world has lost a remarkable individual. Through a life devoted to duty, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II exemplified integrity, humility, inner strength and outward grace. She was a constant in a changing world. She respected tradition but embraced change, said Russ Morasti, Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan. As head of the Commonwealth, she encouraged unity. As Queen of Canada, she remarked often on the service of our citizens, our commitment to multiculturalism and our potential to influence the world. Her Majesty was very fond of Canada and Canadians and thought of our country as her home away from home, he continued. She was committed to reconciliation and acknowledged the painful history that Indigenous peoples endured in residential schools in Canada, as well as the work that remains to heal and to continue to build an inclusive society. While we mourn her loss, we can also give thanks for her extraordinary contributions to Canada and the world.